Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts from the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of the conversation, I'm chatting with Bev Cosham, Chair of Reston Community Center's Board of Governors, about RCC, that's what we're going to call it, Reston Community Center, Reston Community Center's 45th anniversary. We'll hear a little bit about RCC's history, what makes the Reston Community Center so special, and some of the highlights for this 45th anniversary year of programs. Bev, thanks for being on the podcast with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to the conversation. We'll dive into some specific highlights of the 45th year of the celebration anniversary year, but as we begin, what would you say about the Reston Community Center from your perspective and why it's such an important part of the community?
I always say that the community center is the heart of the community. Hmm. We touch people at all ages of their lives, and the services that we provide go directly to them, or they come directly to us. Now we're in a position where we can go to them and take some of our services. But I think it's the heart.
Mm, okay. And you mentioned taking the services to the community. I assume that's the RCC on Wheels that we'll get to a little bit later on?
Well, even before the RCC on Wheels, because a lot of the apartments, the silos that are built, they have their own fitness rooms and whatever. And so we've been taking some of our instructors in there.
Oh, okay.
And because you can take the programs to the people, because there's some people who will never come into the actual center,
right,
either of them.
Right.
And when I first got on the board, that used to always be our biggest focus. How do we touch everybody in Reston? And that's almost impossible, because
right,
now we're almost, what, 64,000 people?
Yeah.
No way it's going to happen. But
yeah,
by taking our services, because our services are our classes, our instructors, our performances, and whatever, so we can take it to them so they don't have to physically walk through the building.
Gotcha. Lofty goal to have, though, 100% participation.
Yes.
You mentioned,
but you just think about if we had all those people walking through there every day,
how the
maintenance on a building.
Yeah. You mentioned serving on the board and been involved with Reston Community Center. Before I get into the serious line of questioning I have for you, how long have you been on the board with RCC?
Oh, is this my is this my 20th year?
Don't want to go there, huh?
Yeah. No, I have been there since 9/11.
I
think I came with the first multicultural festival, and I don't know how I wasn't there before.
Interesting.
Because the people that you meet, the experiences that you have, and the feeling of accomplishment, I don't know how I didn't get to that door before.
Right. So that nice little plug for either serving on the RCC board or getting involved with the Reston Community Center right there.
Yes, yeah, because I'm ready to retire.
Ooh. Hint, hint, wink, wink, right?
Yes. And so we really need younger people. And when I first came to the board, we had high school kids on the board.
Oh, my.
But the years that they were serving, getting ready for college and doing all kinds of things, it just didn't work. So we went from an 11-member board to a 9.
Okay. You mentioned population a little bit. Looking over some of the notes and statistics, it seems like when Reston Community Center opened, the population of Reston was approaching like 30,000. Today, I think it's roughly 64,000 people, mm-hmm, workforce of 40,000 people. How has that population growth affected RCC programming?
Well, it has. What I think it has done is sparked the employees. Lila's leaving us too.
Oh, no.
We're sad about that. But being the leader that she is, everybody has come in with ideas to advance us, because we didn't stop. We didn't stay anyplace. We made it through the pandemic and didn't miss a step. we had one of my favorites is everybody worries about money and the budget and the whole thing. We made it through the recession because we have a controller who thinks the money is hers, and so she keeps it in a little purse.
Very tight with it.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so we managed to come out of that unscathed. Yeah. And so the programming changes, the excitement. I have never been in a place where employees seem to be happier.
Oh, wow.
Because I worked in the government for a while, and everybody was upset about something.
Yeah.
But these people are happy. They are sincere. We all drank Bob Simon's Kool-Aid. We want the community to be as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's not about me or about mine. It's about ours.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned the pandemic. That was interesting. One of the things I didn't put in my questions here, but since you brought it up, I think 2019 was the 40th anniversary year for Reston, and we all know what happened like end of that year, and going into 2020 was the pandemic. I mean, you mentioned you guys came out of it great, but I mean, I'm sure it was challenging. Just reflect back on that for a moment.
It was challenging, but I don't think we ever actually officially closed.
Oh, my.
The challenges that are presented to the community center, and I say mainly because of Lila's leadership, people don't meet them as obstacles, but as challenges. Mm-hmm. And as a challenge, you solve it. Because at one point, we had to leave because we did a whole new air conditioning thing, and everybody had to get out of the building. Lila and her staff approached that as exciting. We're RCC on the road. And so they had to move their offices and the facilities, and the building was still there, but the services still were handled. Everybody looked at it because it's the way you think about with your children. Mm-hmm. If it's a problem, then it's a problem. But I used to, when the Beltway was first built, I remember driving around it. I was glad I had a lot of gas because I picked my kids up from a birthday party and we drove all the way around the Beltway.
Wow.
Because I didn't know where.
Trip.
Yeah, because I didn't know where I was going. And so I said, this is an adventure. Mm. And the kids were really great. Yeah. They didn't realize for 2 hours we going around and around in a circle.
Mom's lost.
Yes. They didn't know that. Yeah. But that's what the approach here is. I don't think people at the center see problems. Mm. They see challenges, and they then sit down and try to figure out, how do we solve it?
It's a great attitude to have.
Yeah, great group.
Let's talk a little bit about RCC and, different parts of it. The main facility, you've got Hunter's Woods, you've got the Aquatic Center, you've got Center Stage, and there's RCC Lake Ann. Talk to me about all these parts of Reston Community Center.
Well, RCC Lake Ann has the visual arts and ceramics and the fitness. We expanded so that they now have the fitness programs there, yoga and those kinds of things. And then the community center has the two swimming pools, and the aquatic center, and the center stage, which my biggest thing, I was an actress.
Oh, okay.
And the thing that I always am so upset about is that the people in Reston don't really know that they don't have to go to the Kennedy Center. Mm. We have great artists on that stage, and they're so close. We had Alison Krauss was there, and I think they had just done some big concert somewhere, and she said, this is so wonderful. It's a 260-seat theater, so you're right there. Yeah. And they even recorded a track on their then album from there because it's just and with Lila, as she's making her way to the door and I'm holding her coat, And all of these people that she has been bringing here for 20 years are all saluting her and giving her her flowers, literally and figuratively, as they leave. Because we've had trout fishing in America has been coming there forever, Lunasa. And we just had the Cleo Robinson dancers. Oh, my gosh. Anybody who missed that concert. And then we had the Shenandoah Conservatory concert. I mean, it's something different and something for everybody's mm-hmm. taste. Right. And people just don't realize. We used to have people who would come there and then go to the Kennedy Center the next year.
Huh.
And the difference in our price and theirs
right,
is
right.
a lot.
Okay. Well, you mentioned pricing, and I'm going to take that in a different direction, perhaps, and talk about funding, because you talk about all these big-named artists and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, well, it's going to take a lot of money to get them there. Talk to me for a minute about the budget, RCC, and how that's handled. How do you work that?
Well, we have a certain capture that we want to make with tickets, because ticket sales and whatever. So you negotiate with the people within. Everybody has their own budget that they have to come within.
Right.
And so they understand. So when Paul is hiring people, he doesn't go out and try to get Beyonce.
Right.
You know, so he gets people that fit within our budget and fit within the interests of our community.
Okay.
But we don't look for that great return on a ticket. We're not there. We're there to serve, not to make money.
Okay. So, but then how do you keep sustaining? How is the overall center funded?
It's, we have the special tax.
Okay.
On that goes directly to the community center.
Okay. Cool. All right. You touched on staff a little earlier on, and that obviously is a big part of any budget and the staffing. And I think RCC has like 200 part-time staff in addition to whatever number of full-time staffs on there. But I think an important part of that full-time staff is there's a lot of multilingual staff on there. So
oh, yeah.
Staffing is, as you said in earlier on, talking about the vision and buying into, you know, it's not a challenge, it's an opportunity kind of thing. Talk to me a minute about staffing.
Well, the staff, because I've been in on some of the hiring of staff, and you look at their qualifications and their credentials,
mm-hmm.
but there also has to be something that grabs you when you're interviewing somebody. Because Lorna was like this beam of sunlight that
right,
came in the
right.
room, and there were other people who had qualifications on the same level as she, but didn't have her spark, and didn't, because people, somehow we have managed to make sure that the people that are hired fit,
mm-hmm.
and they understand that this is not a job.
Right.
It's a family. It really is, and people care about each other. You help each other out, and there's just, I have been doing this for like 15 years, running around saying it's the best staff ever. And we get really, and people retire, but they don't leave.
Right.
Because Linda Eifert retired, what, 2-3 years ago now? She's constantly there to help.
Yeah.
You go to some event and she was our tech director, and you'll see her helping out, because you feel a part of something.
Right.
And that is rare in a job.
That's true.
It's really rare. If you're just looking for a job, that's not what this is.
Yeah, don't come to RCC.
No, don't come here, because we'll make you wash dishes and sweep the floor.
All right. We're on the County Conversation. We're talking with Bev Cosham. She is chair of Reston Community Center's Board of Governors. Let's talk about the 45th anniversary year. A lot of exciting programming this year. Where do you want to start when talking about programming this year?
Oh, gosh. there is so much. Well, and you had mentioned about the bus.
The RCC on Wheels.
Yeah, the RCC on Wheels. That's going to be one of our one of our new things.
Oh, cool.
It's just a lot of more of the same, but on a bigger scale.
Wow.
Because I think the ideas, every year we do two specific, two public events where we have people come in the first week, the first month they come and tell us what they think we should be doing.
Oh, okay. Like a community engagement type thing for them.
And then the staff takes all those ideas and goes in a system, puts them together. And then the next month we come back and say, these are the things that we gleaned from what you told us. Mm-hmm. And these are the things we're going to try to do. I'm chair of the board. Mm-hmm. I am not a hands-on board member.
Right, right.
They run the place. I stand back and say, wow.
Right. Yes. Good job.
Yes, that's a great job, guys. The swimming with the aquatics program is just incredible, just absolutely amazing.
Well, and I'll just throw in this little point. May is also Water Safety Month, so a great tie-in.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. My granddaughter learned to swim there.
Oh, cool.
The saddest thing is Terry L. Smith, that the Aquatic Center is named after, mm-hmm. was a board member when I first came on the board, and he promised to teach me to swim, but we never got to that point.
Okay.
But my granddaughter can swim, and she learned there.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, but it's we're expanding our concerts.
I was going to ask you about the summer concerts and entertainment. Always a big thing.
Gosh, the summer concert, you can hear music all over Reston at any time. It's fantastic. And I, the Shenandoah Conservatory is there. I mean, it's everybody's taste. We don't try to say we're only doing.
Right.
No, it's just we're only going to do one thing.
Right.
There's loads of things, and the reason I don't know everything that they've thought of is because with Lorna came a whole new set of ideas.
And tell our listeners who Lorna is.
Lorna Clark is our what is her official title?
Like the communications person.
Yeah, she's communications. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I just call them by their names because
right.
they're family. She's my sister. I don't know what her title is.
Yeah, that's fine. She's kind of the communications. I don't know if it's marketing or whatever, but kind of something in that area. Okay. So summer concerts, entertainment. We touched briefly on RCC on Wheels going out into the community, which we've already been doing with instructors or other things going with fitness classes, that kind of stuff.
And we also partner with quite a few different groups. So there will be things happening that we are not totally upfront in charge of, but we have a hand in.
Oh, okay.
Like with the Tefra Art, we're partnered with them, and we take part in there when they have installations and demonstrations and things.
Okay.
And but you will see our little logo.
Okay.
Just look for that, because mm-hmm. we're in the community even when you don't think we are.
Oh, okay.
Because I keep saying we are the heart of the community. We're there.
Right. Well, if folks want to learn more, then obviously go to RestonCommunityCenter.com, which I think the website has been updated and interactive.
Yes.
Blog, all kind of good stuff.
Yes. Yes. People complained about it enough. Yes.
Okay.
And it took a while, but it's been revamped, and yes.
So you can find all the kind of information you need if you're interested in tickets for any of the shows, if you want to go swimming, any of the programs, you can find stuff on the RestonCommunityCenter.com website.
Yes. And if you actually live in Reston, you receive program guides for the summer and the fall and the winter.
Okay.
And the spring.
Okay. So all four seasons.
All four seasons.
Okay. Now, is there any price break for residents? How does that work?
Yes. Reston residents pay a smaller fee. I think we double for out of if you don't live in Reston. But the thing that we keep trying to make people understand, if you don't live there, but you work there, you get the same rates.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because that's the whole thing. It's live, work, play.
Right.
Yeah. And so, so we might be seeing a concert for $5. I mean, the idea is not to have a heavy price on a ticket anyway. So even the people who come from outside, because we have some people who come through with the professional touring artist series that are well known, and most of the audience will come from outside.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not paying $75 or whatever to see them. They're just paying double whatever it is we pay. If you're paying $15, they're only paying $30.
Yeah. So, wow. Sounds like a good deal.
It is.
I always try to give the guests the last word. I know you've mentioned a couple of times it's the heart of the community. What would you say, in addition to being heart of the community, about why folks should, if they haven't gone to Reston Community Center or been to any of the programs or events, check something out. Give it a try. What would you have to say to them?
The thing that I just want to say to you to correct that, they've been to them. And they don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because there are lots of things that are happening around town that they don't know are part of the community center. And like I said, you have to look for our little logo somewhere.
And the stamp of approval.
Yes. We were there. But anybody who wants to, I mean, there's woodwork. Anything you want to do, woodworking, ceramics, yoga. I took the first belly dancing classes.
Oh,
I mean, there's just about anything that you want to do, you can do it there, or your kids can. And the fact that we have, the one thing we didn't mention, and I don't know if Lila hit me for saying this, but there are a lot of people. Reston is very diverse, so there are a lot of people who can't afford to go. And we have fee waiver programs for those. And we worked really hard over the years to make sure that nobody knows which kid is on a fee waiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you remember, but in the 60s, liberals like to do things for people, and it always made it look like these are the people we're helping.
Right.
But this, no, what happens here is you are part of the group and you're one of the group. And so And so we want to make sure that all these kids get to do it. We used to partner with, I think it was Reston Association. For the kids' triathlon. I remember Bob used to love that because he would be the one there to get them started on the swimming part. We had kids, we supplied bikes for those kids. There were some kids who learned to ride a bicycle to do the triathlon. I mean, it was the most awe-inspiring thing, and you'd get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go for the beginning of it. But Bob used to love it, and he would wait until the first group of kids came in from the final run. And we have kids with disabilities who are in that. It's there are so many things that are happening that if it's not your situation, you don't know.
Right.
But we're everywhere.
Right.
We are the heart, and we cover it all.
Hard to argue with that. Heart of Reston right there.
Yes.
Bev Cosham with us. She is a chair of the Reston Community Center's Board of Governors. If you want to learn more about RCC, obviously just go to restoncommunitycenter.com. You can actually email rcccontact@fairfaxcounty.gov or call them at 703-476-4500. Bev, thanks so much for being on the podcast
today. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to come and hang around. There's a little bit of everything. I love game night, where you just bring your games and just
have
sit
fun
and,
playing.
Yeah. It's just, we have structured and unstructured play. I just think it's a wonderful place. I'm so glad that 57 years ago, I ended up here.
There you go, folks. Can't get much more endorsement than that. Bev Cosham, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks to you for listening. If you want to get more Fairfax County news, just go to fairfaxcounty.gov/news or call 703-FAIRFAX. That's 703-324-7329. That is weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. County Conversation Podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.